This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 18 minutes to 8. You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean. And as we love to do each and every Monday, even though we haven't had a few lately, have we, Mondays?
I know. We're missing out on all the Mondays.
We love to be joined by the one and only Joel King Maine from Joy Weekly to get our gossip gay on around the Joy water cooler.
Where is she, the answer? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO. Gossip gay.
Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, you beautiful humans. How are we?
More delighted for having you in our ear holes. Now, we've missed out on so much gossip gay lately because of all the public holidays. So what have you got in store for us this morning?
Well, first of all, happy birthday for last Monday,
Miss. Oh, thank you, darling.
Had a fabulous day.
It was.
Good to hear. Well, Dev Patel says his revenge film, new film, Monkey Man, is all about India's trans community. For those out there that don't know who Dev Patel is, he's well-known for Slumdog Millionaire, Lion, and also the Marigold series as well. So his new film, Monkey Man, may be a thriller about a fight club and the desire for retribution, but it's also about the trans community in India, which I think is pretty beautiful.
Oh, that's really lovely. So how exactly does this follow this theme and thread? Is it through some of the characters or...?
Yeah, it's through some of the characters. So recently on the red carpet, Patel has actually co-written and directed and stars in the film.
Wow.
And he's opened up about how Monkey Man is an anthem for the underdog, voiceless and marginalized. And in the film, he plays a young man named Kid who earns money in an underground fight club. But the film also features a group of trans and gender non-conforming characters who help his characters fight the rich and powerful elites to seek revenge against the dark and dirty man out there. The inclusion of these characters is important to Patel, who said that the monkey magic provided representation for India's Hijari community. It's a Hindustani word that refers to someone who identifies as a third gender.
Oh, I love this.
Which I think is quite beautiful. Yeah, yeah. So it's the film is already released. It released on April 5th. But it's as you said, it's representing the trans community, which is really cool.
Now, Jolie, do we know, is Dev Patel community?
I believe not.
Okay.
But I will say one of Dev's, the very first thing that Dev kind of set onto the scene had been acting for many, many years. And Skins was where what really put Dev from the UK. What really pulled Dev on the world stage in a really massive way. That was the very first two seasons of Skins, and actually played the best friend of the gay character on Skins. The role of what that means to be themselves and with religion. And it was really beautiful storyline. And as always, just been a big supporter of community.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he went on to sort of say that the culture of this, he wanted to embed the culture of the fabric into this film, and he said it's about becoming, it's obviously become very rigid over time, but when you look at the old carvings in temples in India, the freedom, the sexuality of it, the philosophy was so ahead of its time. So he wanted to dive into that and make that part of the community, part of the lore of the film, which I think is really awesome.
I'm enjoying seeing how much people, like, because we're, you know, when we're seeing in regards to trans people as well and things like that, the conversation of, oh, trans people have only really been around for 10 years, and that's not actually the case.
Yeah.
I love artists and people finding ways to show that they've been a part of our culture for centuries and others.
Absolutely. So important for that representation to still be at the forefront.
Now, I'm really excited for the next story you're bringing us for Gossip Gay today, because JJ actually messaged in going, have you heard this song? Have you heard this song? And you're about to tell us all about it with a bit of JoJo.
Yes, well, JoJo Siwa has rebranded herself, basically, but is showing how difficult it is for child stars to really stay relevant in this particular world that we live in.
Let's be honest. JoJo Siwa rebranded the second that she came out because by doing so, she isolated herself, probably because her main audience was previously children. She was bright, colourful clothes with, like, songs that kids liked to dance to in daycare. Yeah. Centers, that sort of age group, and then was like, actually, no, now I'm a lesbian and I hang out with like Miley Cyrus and stuff. So that in itself is a huge like juxtaposition of then and, and new ish now. So,
Well, she debuted a new look this week, which marked a shift towards a bit more of a mature. JoJo than what we're used to.
And like many oversized bows? Is that what's happening?
Is mature the word you would use? Or is it like... I've got some opinions.
She's 21 now, 20. She's 20 now. So, you know, I think the whole fluffy rainbows and unicorns thing, you know, that was what it was. And I think to move forward, she can't sort of live like that moving forward if she wants to have her career. So she has to try and rebrand it somehow. And as a 20-year-old, she thinks, well, this is the way to do it.
I feel like this is like the final season of Charmed. We don't have a lot of money, but we're bringing in a character and it's the evil version of you type look. I feel like the look could use a bit of zhuzhing. Tell us about the look.
Well, the look was debuted at the iHeart Radio Music Awards last week, and it was a daring one, I have to say. She arrived in a bejeweled black and silver Gene Simmons-inspired bodysuit, complete with a take on his characteristic star-shaped face paint. Now, she posted this on TikTok to accompany her Kiss look to promote her music video for Karma, which is by its own warning contains sexual themes, violence and strong language.
Now, Dean had the perfect description of this when he brought it up on the computer screen this morning. What did you say it looked like she fell into?
She fell into a vat of oil. Here's the thing about it, right? Look, because I see where the inspiration is when we hear this whole story. But, Rach, you also do makeup as well. And when I showed you that look with the black eyes and everything, the thing about Kiss visuals is it's got to have the white as well. You've got to create a little bit of a contrast, right? Do you think this JoJo's hitting this in the way it needs to be?
She's put, like, silver glitter on the inside of the black instead of, like, outlining. See, my issue is the girl still has a baby face and this makeup is not doing any changes to the fact that her face is still baby and angelic.
Yeah.
We're not trying to hate
on JoJo in any way, shape, or form.
It just looks messy. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know if she did it herself or if she paid someone. If she paid someone, they should probably check themselves.
Rachel's available, like JoJo. That's what we're saying.
I was going to say, it's not like she can't afford to pay somebody. Apparently, Forbes estimated in 2020 that she was a $400 million salesperson for the bows that she used to sell. And she's believed to have earned $27 million from a tour leg in 2019. So the girl's got money.
Yeah.
She's made, you know, herself, you know, for the rest of her life. But you would think that if you're going to rebrand yourself, you would do it in a... We've seen stars rebrand themselves all the time. Madonna does it very well. Kylie does it very well. Beyonce's done it very well. Taylor Swift, Miley... Like, they've all done
it. Can I just say, every single name that you have just mentioned is a female that has to rebrand themselves.
Yeah.
And this is a conversation... I don't know if we had it with you previously, but someone came out and said that... It's only women in the industry that have to rebrand themselves. You look at the Gene Simmons, and he has never had to change, and yet
never.
People still respect him.
I know you, but we keep saying Gene Simmons, and I know that's from Kiss, but the first thing that comes into my mind is actually Richard Simmons, the aerobics.
And lift.
Yeah. And I know that's not who we're talking about, but it's because we're talking about JoJo.
He's never rebranded himself.
No, never rebranded as well, but because we're talking about JoJo, who first came into Dance Moms, I feel like Richard and Gene Simmons are the two equivalents of this season.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
But you're absolutely right, Rach. Like, within this industry where women have to keep doing this, have to do these things to make themselves irrelevant. I enjoy it because I love seeing the diversity of their creative process, but they shouldn't have to do this because they already do such amazing work.
Yeah, look, I get it because she was in such a niche thing, like, you know, young kids, big colourful bows.
What was the show?
I don't... Dance
Mums, yeah?
Was
Dance
where
Mums
she first,
is where she started,
but then she got her own show. She was like JoJo Siwa, her own musician and show and danced and sang.
It was more on like a YouTube. She had her own YouTube channel and sort of rose to stardom from there as well. So it was very like fluffy singing, dancing, the bow thing. It was very childlike.
We've given our opinions on the rebrand. What do you think, Joel?
Like I said, if you're going to rebrand yourself, no matter who it is, you have to do it well. And I don't think that this has been done well. I haven't seen the film clip. I haven't heard the song. All I've seen is the pictures, and I can only go by that. So for me, I agree. Like, Rach, I would have hired you to come and do my makeup. I don't know whether she'd got someone to hire to do that, but it didn't look like a professional rebranding.
Like, let's go back to the makeup for a second here. There's on her Instagram, if you look up, it's JoJo Siwa. She's got a zoomed in screenshot or picture, whatever, of the makeup. You can literally see concealer along the outside of this not star-shaped star. And you can see, like, fallout of glitter. There's, like, black smudges, like...
It's not quite hitting the way it needs to.
It's not hitting the way.
Rebranding is a difficult thing to do, which brings us to the other thing we were talking about today, because the South Australia Tourism have asked for Adelaide to no longer be called Radelaide or the City of Churches, and we've got some very interesting responses to that from people today. If you were going to rebrand, say, Adelaide, Joel, what would you rebrand it as?
Oh, God, it's always been known as the City of Churches, hasn't it? Churchillade. Radelaide, just leave it as it is. We all know what it is, so just leave it.
What about Chapelade? Because, like, it rolls in.
I like that, Rach. You're onto something there.
There we go.
Yep.
So what are our top tips for rebranding? No fallout on your face. Check exactly what's going on with your look. And I think the biggest thing with this look is it's just so much black that there's no... You need to be able to do a step up in a certain way of what you're doing, and this just feels like the same thing in reverse.
Yeah.
But what's the thing going down her neck? Anyway,
Well, when she fell into the vat of oil, she got some in her mouth, and then she was like, and coughed it out, and now it's just running down her face.
It is not a toot. Instead, it is a boot from the team of us this morning for that rebrand.
Yeah, we're booting it. Yes, absolutely.
Well, Joel Kingmaine, thank you so much for bringing us the hottest goss this morning. We needed that to fill our cups, absolutely.
You can get more of Joel. Oh, sorry, babe. This Wednesday on Joy Weekly.
Thank you, kids, and have a great week.
You're on Joy Breakfast at 8:06. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9am or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.